AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The former USA Gymnastics doctor sent to prison for sexually assaulting athletes was attacked in jail in Florida.
Dr. Larry Nassar was stabbed multiple times in prison, according to two inside sources. One says he was stabbed in the back and chest during a fight with another inmate Sunday. He's now in stable condition. Nassar, who was sentenced to up to 175 years in prison for sexually assaulting athletes, is being held at the Coleman High Security Prison in Central Florida. Nassar had been a leading sports doctor at Michigan State University. He was arrested in 2016 after more than 100 women, including gold medalist Simone Biles, complained about his actions. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Kansas, a top state court judge is ordering Kansas to stop allowing transgender people to change the listing for their sex on their driver's licenses. A lawsuit has been filed by the state's Republican Attorney General against the practice. Severe flooding in New York is blamed for at least one death. Flooding is also reported in parts of New England. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says get used to this type of weather.
It is now part of the new normal for New York. The record snow leads to flooding, springtime, mountains, the streams are surging. You add in 9 inches of rain in a 24, 36 hour time. It is historic.
One person in New York drowned as she was trying to leave her home. Officials say a dozen homes torn apart by earth movement on Southern California's Palos Verdes Peninsula over the weekend are likely to fall into an adjacent canyon. The powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says her country repelled a U.S. spy plane that flew over its exclusive economic zone and warned of shocking consequences if the U.S. continues reconnaissance activities in the area. President Biden talked about climate change with King Charles at Windsor Castle. This is AP News. Hundreds of people are missing along one of the deadliest sea routes for migrants. The AP's Rita Foley has the story.
At least 300 people traveling from Senegal to Spain in three boats are missing, says a Spanish aid group called Walking Borders. A spokeswoman says authorities have to do more to look for the missing boats. Imagine, she said, if there were 300 American people missing at sea. What would happen? Her answer, many planes will look for them. One woman who discovered her two sons' secret plans to leave on one of the boats says she tried to convince them not to go. She said, "I am desperate to hear the voices of my sons." She said they left with a goal of trying to help lift the family out of poverty. I'm Rita Foley.
Police say a man with a knife killed six people at a kindergarten in southeastern China. Attacks on kindergartens in China are reported regularly, usually blamed on grudges or mental illness. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.